obviously a tough hole to crawl out of when you go down 2-0 after the first and then 4-0 at one point, but just what was the difference in the start of this game? Was this reminiscent of Boston game one?
I think it's a pretty simple answer. I think they were just the better team tonight. You know, they were on top of us. They didn't give us any space, and you know, we couldn't really sustain a forecheck. And you know, you give that team time and space, and you give them 3-on-2s, 2-on-1s. You know, they're going to make you pay. And obviously, you know, we got to try to stay in the box as best as we can. It's they got a really good power play over there, and obviously they got a couple. And they were just a better team tonight by far.
Too many men on the ice penalty that took the goal away. That seemed like a big turning point.
Yeah. I guess, but you know, we weren't really in the game the first two periods. They were controlling the play and, you know, using their legs and using their skill, and you know, took a little bit of, you know, page out of our book. That's how we were supposed to play, but you know, I don't think we got the memo on that one for game one here. You know, the good thing is we have another game and you know, one more day, another game at home, and you know, just have to have a lot better start. You know, be sharp off the beginning and you know, play our game.
Do you, I remember Coop saying that he thought getting his quote waxed by Boston kind of brought you guys into the series. Do you get a little tired of having to be awakened by these games?
Yeah, you know, obviously we knew what happened game one against Boston, and you know, you don't expect the same thing to happen again, but it did, and yeah, we're we'll find some answers here. You know, regroup, have a good skate tomorrow, and pretty much do whatever we did tonight. Do the opposite on Sunday.
It's just where that never too high, never too low of the playoffs. I mean, one game at a time. It's just where that comes in handy, as it were.
Yeah, you know, like one good thing about playoffs, you know, it's every other night, so you got to have a short-term memory. You know, we need to, obviously, we need to understand how, you know, we didn't play very well. We didn't do any part of our game plan, you know, properly. But like I said, we got one more day back out of here. Great opportunity at home to even up the series, and you know, we got to go out there, you know, just play our game and keep it simple and not try to do too many, too many high-risk plays. Just get that puck deep and make them play a 200-foot game.
Do you think it was good to get Vasilevskiy out of there? I mean, just give some mental rest?
I don't know. I don't really have a say in that. I'm not sure. Obviously, you know, we didn't do a very good job in front of him. You know, a couple, you know, that their second power play goal, he fans on it and goes right. You know, they got two guys in front. And, you know, that's an easy tap in. That's a tough one, but you know, they had a lot of good looks, and you had to make some big saves. And we left them out to dry for two periods, and you know, it was tough to do that to a guy like him. But you know, we're all going to bounce back on Sunday.
Dan Stammer was also saying that just didn't execute the game plan in a lot of facets. Does it almost snowball after a little while when as a collective, it's just not kind of happening?
Yeah, you know, this, you know, from the beginning wasn't going our way, and we weren't doing the right things. And you know, when that's happening, we need to just stick to the game plan and not do anything special. We need to just get that puck out, get it deep, and you know, try to get in the forecheck and create some chances. But you know, it seemed like the more we were getting ourselves into trouble, the more we kept trying plays. And you know, that's a really good team over there. They got a good transition game, and we were feeding them all night, and they're making us pay.
And that Ovechkin goal, that you kind of saw that one coming. I mean, you did it last second when you play like that. Just overall, what was the
On the second, the what one?
Power play goal.
Right before
the end of the first. Oh, I wasn't on the ice, but that's a quick bang bang play. Killer's trying to block it. It's a good shot.
Dan, the playoffs are always about adjustments. What can you kind of quick read off of this game that you need to adjust to in the next game?
Yeah. Well, whatever we did tonight, we got to do the exact opposite on Sunday. You know, it just, you know, wasn't, we didn't play our game at all. They did what we should have did. They were on top of us, gave us no time and space, you know, had a lot of ozone time, and you know, we just couldn't get through them and get a forecheck sustained. And just got to regroup and have a good start on Sunday.
Do you take anything out of the third period?
Well, you take a little bit, but obviously they have a 4-0 lead. They're not going to try anything special and you know, take too many risks. And you know, we were a little better, we were a little above, give them less time, but that needs to start from you know, shift one and work from there.
When you see six men on the ice like that to nullify a goal, is there a lack of mental preparation?
I'm not really sure. It's tough, you know. Obviously, Cooch puts one in, but we have six guys on the ice, and you know, it's kind of the story of the night. You know, kind of just doing it to ourselves, not making plays, not getting pucks out, and we just didn't do a very good job tonight at all.
What's the feeling in the locker room moments after something like that happened?
Well, not great. you know, we need to just, you know, one of the good things about playoffs, you need to have a short-term memory. Luckily, we have another game at home coming up here in 48 hours, and, you know, just got to, you know, just play our game, and we'll be okay.
Are you surprised by the start at all? I know you guys played so well the last series, and you get talked all week about, you know, making sure that, you know, you guys are ready to go when these guys come in.
Oh, yeah, I was very surprised. You know, we knew what happened in Boston, but you know, we did. You know, we talked a little. We had a lot of scoring chances and created some stuff, but just, you know, that was just, you know, wasn't our night. But tonight's a little different. They dictated the play. They played way better than us. They were on top. They, you know, made all the simple plays, got pucks deep, and yeah, we didn't do any of that and just fed their transition all night.
With the Caps power play, how can you combat that?
It's pretty simple. I think you just got to stay out of the box. Obviously, there's going to be penalties in the game, but, you know, one or two you can maybe get away with, you know. But, yeah, you know, obviously the one at the end of the first, it hurts. But, you know, it's a bang-bang play. It's, you know, he's got one of the best shots in the league. And, you know, Killer tries to block it and just shoots it by him. And, like I said, it's a great shot. And, you know, the second one, he fans on it. I go with the block and he fans on it. Everyone thinks it's going to be a hard shot and just kind of trickles the net and I got to tap. And so, you know, we, other than that, you know, we did it, you know, when we kept them under pressure and keeping them with the puck quick, we were a little better. And, you know, that's something we just got to keep working on.
Dan, the first 2.5 minutes, maybe 3 minutes, you guys had the puck in their end majority of the time. And then things kind of turned real quickly. Did you tell what changed there?
Yeah, I think the first 2 minutes we kept it simple. We just got pucks deep, pucks to the net, and you know, sustained some pressure. But you know, after that, we kind of were, you know, didn't take care of the puck very well. Some turnovers in the D zone, neutral zone, and, you know, kind of a one and done type thing in the O zone. And against a team like this, they're you know, you don't make them play a 200 foot game all the time. They're going to make you pay, and they did to us.
Did they raise their intensity and maybe you not match it?
Oh yeah, we definitely didn't match their intensity at all. They, you know, they're coming off a huge win, you know, big step for their team, their organization, and, you know, we knew they're going to be coming. They're here for a reason, and we just weren't ready tonight.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jake. No problem.